Welcome to Church Marketing Conversations, where we dive deep into strategies and insights that empower churches to grow and thrive. Join us as we sit down with top church marketing experts, service providers, and innovators to explore what's working in church outreach today. This podcast is hosted by Jeremy G. Woods, CEO and co-founder of Faith Venture Media. Let's embark on this journey to impact communities for Christ, one conversation at a time.
You're listening to this episode of the Church Marketing Conversations podcast, where church marketing experts, service providers for churches, and innovators in church marketing share strategies to help churches grow. I'm Jeremy G. Woods, Church Growth Coach and CEO at Faith Venture Media, a church marketing agency, as well as president of Potter's House Ministries Romania. Here today with us is Brady Sticker of Church Candy Marketing. Brady is the founder of Church Candy Marketing, and they help over 300 churches get new guests with Facebook and Instagram ads every Sunday. Brady is on a mission to connect 1 million people to a local church. So, Brady, that's a bold and inspiring goal. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, man. Yeah, thanks for having me on. God's, ever since I was a kid, just I fell in love with church. And so it's an honor to be able to, serve the kingdom in this way.
Amen. Can you share more about what ignited this passion for helping churches grow?
Yeah, man. So, I mean, I grew up in church. My dad was a youth pastor when I was a kid. And, well, that doesn't really pay the bills. And so eventually he had to get like a job outside of the church. But we always grew up in church, right? And fast forward to I graduated high school. I felt called into ministry. I thought I was going to be a youth pastor. And my dad at the time, he had started a marketing agency called Cairo Candy Marketing. And so whenever I graduated high school, I went off to Bible college and I started helping my dad with his agency. And I started learning more about marketing and ads and funnels and all of the really nerdy things that you and I might be into. And at the time I was going to school to be a youth pastor. And my day job on top of that was working for my dad's marketing agency. Well, I mean, we scaled that business to multiple seven figures, helping hundreds of plus probably over 1,000 chiropractors get new patients. And I fell in love with that. And while I was going to Bible college, I just felt the Holy Spirit one day press upon my heart, like, hey, everything you're doing for these chiropractors, the local church needs that. And it was kind of from that moment on that I just had this goal of like, all right, I want to start helping churches. I want to get connected with churches and see how I can help them do what I'm doing. Well, that was in 2018. And it wasn't until I don't think I made a dollar from helping churches until like 2021. And even then, it was not in the capacity that we are now. So I graduated Bible college, went and helped it was my wife's youth pastor. They planted a church here in the Houston, Texas area. And so I came to be a part of this new church plant. And because it's a new church plant, I was wearing many hats. I was youth pastor, but I was also like new guest coordinator. And I worked for a brief time as a barista at a coffee shop. So like, that means they were like, all right, Brady's in charge of the coffee. And so like, we were doing all of these, had all these different hats at the new church plant. And at the same time, I was helping with the digital marketing side of things of the church. It took a while to get things dialed in, but eventually we started seeing a lot of new faces come into the church. And they said, oh yeah, found you guys on Instagram, or I kept seeing Facebook ads. So we decided to check you out. And then I started getting phone calls from my pastor's friends saying like, hey, I saw you guys are doing it Vibrant. Your pastor told me about it. Can you help me too? And that's kind of how Church Candy started.
Yeah, that's awesome. And so from your experience in both worlds, how do you feel the marketing of churches differs from traditional businesses when it comes to marketing strategies?
Well, I think churches that are at a huge advantage compared to other businesses, using the example of a chiropractor once a week isn't building a lot of content to preach to all of his patients, right? A pastor will spend hours and hours writing an entire sermon, and then we'll spend time preaching that. And so that's tons of content that churches are creating every single week that most businesses aren't doing. And so that's a huge advantage that churches have compared to most local businesses, is you're already creating a ton of content. And on top of that, a lot of churches are investing in high quality cameras and AV gear to record and capture that content. So you've already done the hard part of writing sermons, and you're probably doing live streams and things like that. So you're already recording the content. And so that puts churches at a huge advantage compared to local businesses.
Agreed. And so what for specifically talking about church plants, because I know that that's what you work with a lot. What unique challenges do church plants face in marketing, and how can they overcome those hurdles? And I do want to make a quick plug for your books. I know that
I love it.
I just got them for my birthday a few days ago, and they came like last week, like Friday or something. So
I
yeah,
love
so
it. Yeah.
I know Launch Big is the one that just came out for church plants specifically.
Yeah. So I mean, church planters, honestly, church planters have a lot of things going for them and then against them. The thing going for them, like, is number one, it's like the new kid on the block, the new shiny object. It's like whenever you're in high school and a new girl comes to town and moves, and oh, there's a new girl in town, and it's like exciting. It's like, oh, who is this new girl? Like, I just remember being a high school boy, like, oh, there's a new girl. Anyways, so like you're the new girl in town as a church plant, so you've got that going. It's easy whenever it comes to marketing to really milk the term new and exciting. People like new things. But then going against it, challenges is you don't, a lot of the times these church planters do what's called parachuting, meaning they go to a new city and they don't have any connections there. They don't really have a team there. It's just a lot of times a husband and a wife going, they might have a couple of people from their sending church go with them. But that can be a huge challenge, is just getting connected with people. And so one of the things I talk about in the book is an easy ad campaign that church planters can set up, is called a coffee with the pastor ad. And this is essentially where a pastor will make a video saying, hey, my name's Brady. I'm planting a brand new church right here in the city. I'd love to sit down with you, hear your story, and share with you the vision of what God's going to do through our church in the city. Click below to schedule a time to chat. And it's essentially a lead generation appointment booking campaign where you would generate leads of people that are interested in your church plant, and they would schedule a time to grab coffee with you. I just sat down with a pastor that we helped do their brand new launch. It was a church planter up in Wisconsin. And he said that they, from just that one campaign, they added 78 people to their team. So that was 78 people that didn't know them, weren't connected in any ways. They just saw an ad on Facebook. They saw an ad on Instagram of a new church coming, and a pastor wanted to sit down with them. And that's another positive thing that church planters have, is a lot of the time as a church planter, you're not, if you're in that stage of building your launch team, you're not having to write a sermon every single week right now. Your main goal is to build that team. And so hopefully you're able to be bivocational, or at least have something to where you're not having to work 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, and you're able to put a lot of time into just meeting and connecting with people. That's a huge advantage you have, because a lot of the times a church that's been around 50 years, the pastor can seem not accessible, right? Like if I just walk into a church that's in my city that's been around for 20, 30 years, I can't just like request a meeting with that pastor and automatically get FaceTime with him. I might get passed down to, you know, a lower staff member or whatever.
Yeah.
Whereas a new church plant, the visionary, the face of the ministry, you're able to meet with all of these people. And that's a huge advantage that church planters have, especially in those early days, you know?
Yeah. And so similarly, I know that your plan, your visit strategy has also been transformative for many churches. So how can church plants adopt this strategy to help them grow in the early stages?
Yeah. So ideally, a church planter, there's, if I take a step back, there's so many different church plant models, and there's not necessarily one right or wrong way. It's just whatever you feel God has called you to, and people can go do research on different church planting models. But what we have found works best with this strategy is called the launch large model. And this is where a church planter will, they're not going to just start meeting in their house and having Sunday services in their house. They will wait. They're going to hold off on having weekly recurring services. And they'll say 6 months in the future. So they might say, all right, we're going to start in September of this year. So from now until September, your goal is to build that team, that your essential, like your team of volunteers that are going to be the door greeters at church, and the people running the projector, the pro presenter slides, and building that worship team and your kids team. So you're really focused on building that launch team from now until launch Sunday. And so a very popular way that people are getting people involved is at least once a month, they're having interest meetings, or there's different people call them different things, startup parties, interest parties. Basically, you're trying to get a lot of people in a room and you vision cast for the vision that God's given you for this new church. And with the plan your visit model, you can basically run the same play, but instead of getting people to plan a visit to a Sunday service, you're getting people to plan a visit to your interest party. And so you're essentially inviting people to this event, and people will do them differently. Like some people would do a party in the park where they just reserved like the canopy or pavilion at a park, and they'll have bounce houses for the kids, and they do all of this, and that's where they'll do their event. Or I've seen other people, if they're launching in a school, they'll rent out the school and they'll have childcare and things going on for the kids. And then that way the parents can have that full attention on an opportunity where you as the church planter, the pastor, vision casts at that event. And so you get people to plan a visit to that event. They're RSVPing. And what's cool about it is whenever you run this play, people will see an ad where you're inviting them to the event. They click on it and they're taken to an RSVP form, and you're getting their name, their email, and their phone number. And then that gives you an opportunity once they RSVP or plan a visit to that event to go all in on giving them a call, shoot them a text, go all in on making a personal connection with them before the event. And that's going to basically guarantee that you have a super high show rate for the event because you've already done the work in the front end of making those personal connections before they ever even step foot onto the venue where you're having that event at.
And so, what are some simple and cost-effective ways? I think you already mentioned some of this already, but what are some simple and cost-effective ways a church plant can build excitement and momentum before launching its first service?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things. I think now it's pretty popular to do a preview service, maybe about 30 days before. And so this is good because you're not just getting people off the streets that it's like, hey, come check out and learn about our new church. This is people that might actually be interested in coming to your church and getting involved. And so do 30 days before, do a preview service. That does a couple of things. Number one, it gives you an opportunity to do a run through, to have kids check in, to have your worship team and the band prepped and make sure they've got that down and you guys have a good flow for that. Everything from greeters to the production team that's doing the slides for the lyrics on the screen, it gives everyone a run through beforehand to get another rep under their belt before the grand opening or launch Sunday. But what it also does is it gives you an opportunity to invite people in the community for a preview service to give them an idea of what the church is going to be like. And you can do, when you're preaching, have a call to action of yes, salvation, give their lives to the Lord, but also have a hard call to action to get involved with the church and say, hey, like all of this, you can be a part of it. And we would love to have you a part for our grand opening next month. We want you to get involved and help serve and be a part of the mission that God has called us to. So preview services work great. And then on top of that, one thing, especially if, let's say, your grand opening is in the fall and throughout the summer months, you're doing these interest parties. The best interest party that I've ever seen is partnering with a city and doing a like 4th of July event, which I know Romania, it's not really 4th of July there, right? But obviously in America, 4th of July, Independence Day, huge deal. Partner with the city and sponsor the firework show at the park. And which this is a lot of logistics. This is a lot more than just like reserving a pavilion by filling out an online form. You got to go network and get connected with people in your city and have some kind of big event. And as long as you get stage time to share what you're doing and what to share more about the new church, like that's a huge opportunity. Like that's one of the best interest party I've ever seen, because they got thousands of people from the city to come, and the pastor was able, before the fireworks show happened, they had like a live band, and between songs, the pastor went up and gave like a 15 minute little vision talk for this new church that was coming to their city. And that was all before the fireworks show and stuff. And so it was a great opportunity for them to get in front of people in the community and network with officials in the community, because this was like an official, like they partnered with their city for this event. And so that's another great idea that church planters can utilize.
Thank you. And so why are Facebook ads particularly effective for church plants? And how can you use them to, how can churches use them to build up their congregation from the ground up?
Yeah, it's great because you can click a button and get connected to your entire city instantly. You know, I know a big hesitation to Facebook ads that people have is it costs money. Everything just costs money these days. And in life, you're going to have to sacrifice one of two things, money or time. Sure, you can sacrifice. If you don't want to spend money, you're going to have to sacrifice your time. And you can organically post and look up people and find people in your community, add them as a friend on Facebook, follow them on Instagram, send them a cold DM. You can do that, but it takes a lot of time. I have in Launch Big, I have a section that talks about utilizing the DMs, the direct message feature with social media. And that takes a lot of time, and you can really just go all in. And like, I know church planters that they spend a little bit on Facebook ads, but they built most of their launch team by just hustling in the DMs and grinding and sending tons of people direct messages and getting connected with a lot of people. That took a lot of time. Now, on the flip side of that, you can use money, right? And that's where Facebook ads and Instagram ads come in. You can spend money to get in front of tons and tons of people immediately. And the thing is, God is already working on the hearts and souls of people in your city. There are people that went before you and planted seeds, right? And so this is your opportunity to reap that harvest. And one of the things that we've done is kind of gone all in on retargeting. So retargeting is like when you go to Amazon and you're looking for microphones like this one. And then you go to Instagram or Facebook and you see ads for this microphone, right? That's called retargeting. So you can do the same thing for your church, right? Someone goes to your church's website, you install the Metapixel, you can set it up to where there's a custom audience on your ads that's targeting anyone who landed on that Metapixel, and now you're showing them ads, right? You can look up a YouTube tutorial on how to set this up, but you can do that if someone watches your church's Facebook or Instagram videos, or they're just engaging with you on social media. You can build out custom audiences of those people. And so what we'll do is, instead of just like, yes, we will blanket an entire city and show them ads inviting them to church, but we'll also hone in on people that have been to a church's website, that have watched one or two of their videos, that have already engaged with them in social media. And then what starts to happen is it's like we follow them online to where every time they turn around on Instagram and on Facebook, they see our church. And what's cool is we're just allowing Holy Spirit to just work on them. And we'll have people come to our church and be like, Pastor Brady, man, I knew God was calling me to Vibrant because every time I turned around on Instagram, I just kept seeing you. And I'll just like smile and say, amen, brother. Like, I believe God is calling you here. And I know in the back of my mind that that's happening because we're retargeting them. They went to our website. Now we're just showing them ads, inviting them to church, inviting them to church. But there's a lot of truth in that because all we're doing is planting seeds, right? And then we just let Holy Spirit do the rest. But the thing is, some people will comment on my Facebook posts and Instagram posts talking about this. They'll say, what happened to preaching the word? You just preach the word and God will send them. I'm not saying don't preach the word. All I'm saying is like, just invite people to church and preach the word. Right. The thing is, if I walk into a dark room with no one in it and just start preaching the word, no one knows about it, right? Whenever you read in Acts and it talks about, you know, how the local church or the early church was just being added to thousands and thousands of people a day. How was that happening? It wasn't because one person went into a dark room by themselves and started preaching the word. No, what it was is they were letting people know about it, right? And back then, they didn't have Facebook ads. They didn't have Instagram. It was just word of mouth. And God was doing amazing things. Holy Spirit was moving. And so people would go tell others about it. Yes, still get people in your church to invite their friends and do that. But the thing is, you can tell others about it right here on their phones. And you can still invite people to church. And God is using that to make a difference in so many communities that we're working with. And man, it is so cool seeing God move across all these churches that we're working with.
Amen. And you also brought up word of mouth. So can you talk about how testimonial videos are basically the word of mouth of today?
Yeah, for sure. You know, in fact, in a couple of weeks, we're going to be heading up to a church in Dallas. I live in Houston, so it's about a 3-4 hour drive. And it's a church we're working with, and God's just done incredible things in their ministry. And they've grown from 150 people to, I think, close to 700 or 800 people now. And we're going to be sitting down with people in their church who found the church from Instagram ads or Facebook ads and how God has made a difference in their life since being in their church and what has God been doing in their life. And so it's super important to capture whenever, you know, God does something in someone's life and marriages are restored, that there's a physical healing, or just like people, anxiety's gone, like they're not struggling with anxiety, capture that. Like ask them, hey, can we record a video? Can you go? One thing that I like to do is ask people, can you go share what God is doing in your life by leaving us a review on Google? And I know that kind of sounds silly, but having people go and leave reviews on Google, that's the word of mouth, right? The Bible talks about the power and the word of our testimony. And it sounds so silly to say like, all right, and today that's on Google, but like, there's truth in that, man. Like whenever I'm looking for a restaurant, I go and look at Google and I look at the Google reviews. I see like, what are people saying about that? So there's power in testimonies. And even in our business, a lot of people hear what we're doing and they kind of put a guard up and they're like, I don't know about this church key, anything. I don't know. So what we're really big on, hey, let's get testimonies. Whenever God does something huge in a church, because people are finding them from Facebook ads and Instagram ads, let's capture that. We'll hop on Zoom with a pastor and have them share their story. And now we're even having pastors fly down to Houston to do like full case study podcast interviews with us. I built a podcast studio in my house so that they can share their story and what God is doing in their ministries, because there's power in people's testimony, man. I think social proof is the number one marketer out there, and it's people hearing it from people just like themselves.
And so going back a little bit to the Facebook ads, so for a church that doesn't have funds right now for Facebook ads, how can a church plant with little to no team or budget start establishing a strong digital presence?
Well, number one is like in 2025, everything costs money. So I would start to fundraise. Get involved. There's in America, there are tons of church planting networks that will actually fund your church plant. They will not only coach you and give you resources as far as like strategy, but they will also fundraise on your behalf and actually give you money. So look up different groups out there that will do that. I have a friend who's planting a church, and he was telling me that that the Lutheran church here in America, they're wanting church planters. They're wanting young pastors to plant churches. There's just not a lot of young ministers in the Lutheran denomination. And so he's like, bro, I talked with them, and they're like, hey, we'll give you $100,000 if you plant as a Lutheran church. You still have full control of everything, but you just have to agree to our statement of faith and be a Lutheran church. Now, the church name doesn't have to be San Diego First Lutheran Church. Like, you can still do everything however you want it. Like, we're not going to have any control or anything, but we just want more churches in our denomination. And so we got $100,000 from the Lutheran denomination. He's like, I've never even been to a Lutheran church. I just got connected with them. And their statement of faith was solid. And so there's different denominations and things that you can get connected with out there for those finances. So you do have that budget. But if you don't have a budget, like I said earlier, you're either sacrificing money or time. And so you're going to have to put a lot of time and a lot of elbow grease and a lot of legwork into connecting with people online. You know, number one is there's power in the personal, right? And so don't think that you can just post on Instagram and you're going to have a ton of people show up to your church. See, church growth happens because of personal connections. Whether it's me inviting Jeremy to my church and Jeremy comes, that was a personal connection. Or what we've seen is we'll run an ad on Facebook, run an ad on Instagram. People will plan a visit to our church. And then once we get their name, email, and phone number, our goal then is to make a personal connection with them. And we'll send them a text. We'll call them. We'll try to get connected with them and build that personal connection. And so if you don't have a strong budget to run ads on Facebook or Instagram, just think, what can I do to build a personal connection with as many people as possible? And so, yes, you can record content. You can post it. But what that's going to have to be is it's anytime someone likes one of those videos, anytime someone adds you as a friend, anytime someone engages with your socials at all, you put on your salesman hat. And your goal is to sell them on the idea of getting involved with your church plant, or at least going to grab coffee or lunch so you can share with them the vision on what God's going to do in your church plant. And it's not going to be easy. I've never met a church planter or a pastor say that church planting is easy. It's not. It takes a lot of work. But if you feel like God's calling you to it, I truly believe you can get it done. But again, it's not easy.
Mm-hmm. And so on that same topic, what role does community engagement play in the success of a church plant? And how can marketing amplify it?
Yeah, I mean, community engagement's huge. I think it does a couple of things. Like, I always recommend church planters get involved with Chamber of Commerce and different networking groups. It's going to do a couple of things. Number one, it's going to connect you with high-level leaders in your community. Mm-hmm. And number two, you can probably get a lot of wisdom from these people, a lot of entrepreneurs and business owners. Obviously, the church isn't a business, but they have experience running an organization. And you as a church planter, you're going to be running an organization. So there's a lot of wisdom there that you can take by getting involved with, getting connected with business and community leaders. So that on itself is great. Number two is you got to be a people person. You connect with them in the goal of, hey, do you know anyone who would be interested in getting involved or learning more about our new church plant? Ask them who they know. So find community leaders, get involved with them, and try to get referrals of people that just moved to the city or might be a great fit to get involved with your church plant. And then that'll kind of bring to the third thing, what I brought up earlier, is how can you get involved with community events? Whether it's teaming up with the city to do a 4th of July fireworks show, or we've done it to where you can go to Facebook. And so this is an easy hack that any church planter can do. You can go to the Facebook app and go to events and look for events happening in your city. And so just looking here, I see there is a golf tournament, Elevate U golf tournament happening right here in my city on Friday, February 21st. If I was a church planter, you know what I would do? I would reach out to them and I would say, hey, we're a brand new church here in the city. We would love to partner with you guys. Can we hand out free water bottles? Can we set up a tent at your event? And we would love to sponsor it by giving away free water bottles and asking people if they need prayer. Like, we've done this before at our church, even after we launched, just as like a serve day, to where we were able to get a free booth at, we did it we did it as a 5K. We went and we volunteered at a 5K and had signs saying like, how can we pray for you? And people would come up for prayer, we'd hand out free water bottles. And then we would tell them, hey, yeah, we're a brand new church launching here in the city. And so there's community events happening every single week in your, in your area. You just got to find them and network with the people that are running them. And I guarantee you, if you say, hey, we want to give free water bottles to everyone at this event, can we sponsor it by that being our entry fee? Like, hopefully they'll give you a free sponsorship and won't charge you for any kind of tent. Especially if you're a nonprofit, like a lot of the times they won't charge you for that. And then you have an opportunity to pray for people and then tell them about your new church that you're launching.
Mm-hmm. And can you share a success story where a church plant partnered with Church Candy and saw significant growth and impact?
Yeah, for sure. There's a Pastor Josh in Wisconsin, with, I believe it's Story Hill Church. It was essentially him and I think maybe two or three families. We set up a coffee with a pastor ad campaign for them. And we did all of their, anytime they had a interest party, we would promote that for them. And it went from, you know, a group of 15 to 20 people. And then when they launched their grand opening service, they had over 700 people show up to their grand opening. And so God did an amazing thing through them. 700's on the high end. Just this last month, we had several churches, new church plants, start from scratch. We helped them with their launch process and they had several hundred. One church had like 250 something people show up. Another church had, and it was in the 300s. And for reference, like the average church in America is like less than 50 people. So like, this is huge. Like, God's doing some really cool things. And so, yeah, man, it's just so cool being able to partner with church planters and, help their brand new ministries.
So what final advice or encouragement can you give to church planters and pastors who are, who feel daunted by the idea of marketing their new church?
Man, I think it comes down to this, that, you know, what's the verse? And it's, you know, the harvest is plenty, but the workers are few. There's going to be a lot of churches that, don't embrace digital, that aren't going all in on social media. Those are the few workers. Or those are the workers that aren't there, right? Like, you as a pastor, as a church planter, can go all in on social and meet people where they are and get that harvest. Like I said earlier, God is already working on people in your city. And post-COVID, we have seen there's been a spike in people moving and relocating like crazy. Like, the numbers are astronomical. I don't have the data in front of me. So that being said, there are new people moving into your city every single month, and they need a church to call home. They need a closer relationship with God. They need community, and your church offers all of that. And there's never been a better opportunity to reach people than today.
So before we wrap up, can you share where listeners can find resources? I would especially say how they can get your book, Launch Big.
Yeah. So both of those books are available on Amazon. They can go and check out. We also create a ton of free resources on YouTube and trainings and podcasts where we're doing case studies as well as just training on different marketing things. So go look up Brady Sticker on YouTube, and you can check the books out on Amazon as well.
So this has been an insightful conversation. Thank you for taking the time to share your expertise with us. And for our listeners, make sure you check out the resources Brady mentioned in the description to help take your church's digital presence to the next level. Thank you, Brady.
Of course. Thanks, Jeremy.
You've been listening to Church Marketing Conversations. We appreciate you joining us today and hope you walk away with actionable strategies to grow your church's impact. For more episodes, subscribe on your favorite podcast platform and visit faithventuremedia.com for additional resources. Until next time, keep spreading the word and making an impact in your community.